Thank you, Nara. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And we're covering our usual diet of SSRIs, government criminality, and all the related things to that. We were to have, he may show up, Jim Lee of Climate Viewer on chemtrails and geoengineering. I don't think we have Jim just yet. Is that right, Sam? Not yet. Okay, maybe Sam would give that number a ring, 803, and see if we got Jim Lee. But he has been doing outstanding work on his website, climateviewer.com, is truly outstanding. He was on here before, and he gave us a very good run-through. And now it was very, very little to cover this subject of what's going on with chemtrails and geoengineering. And one thing that shocked me was that it's been going on since 1915. I think the first experiment was carried out. And it got into high gear in the 1970s. But again, I'm not fit to talk on this subject. But it says on his website here, Jim Lee publishes diligently researched environmental pollution, geoengineering, and mind control articles on his website, Climate Viewer and Climate Viewer News, where the mantra is where conspiracy meets reality. He is also a contributing author and geoengineering advisor at the Liberty Beacon. Jim's creative Climate Viewer created Climate Viewer 3D, an open source geophysical monitoring map with live intel streaming and onto very good 3D images. And they're quoting all sorts of technical stuff here. CV3D, I don't know if that is features, an encyclopedic list of exclusive maps. Now, the graphics on his site are outstanding, absolutely outstanding, resulting in thousands of hours of personal educational lists not found anywhere else in the internet, let alone in any one place. Also, Jim has compiled the largest volume of geoengineering and weather modification history into one massive timeline, complete with company directory, patents, sponsors, experiment map, and even live weather derivatives tracking, weathermodification.com. And he says himself, he's saying, writing his own end piece here, I am forever a Boy Scout, a lifetime artist, nocturnal programmer, music is my life, love is my religion, I am the luckiest husband and father on earth. I have a passion for mapping, mysteries, and mayhem. I see. Well, we're hoping to hear from Jim. No word from Jim, Sam. Is that right? Hello? I'll have to go off the Skype screen and just go on to his... I'll just find his website here. And we'll just see some information from it. Climate Viewer. Just one second, I type this in. ETEVIWR.com. And that should bring it up. Yee, where conspiracy meets reality, that's for sure. But it is coming much more into public view this last year. I see it's now on some mainstream news, but on YouTube. There are many more things, but again, we have the problem with Google and YouTube. YouTube are demonetizing anything that is anti-government. The three organizations, YouTube, Google, and Facebook, are attacking people left, right, and center. This is shocking. And every week I come across people who are being attacked by YouTube and demonetizing their stuff. But the CIA weather warfare and climate terrorism, I'll just read the headers from his site, ionospheric heaters and destroying the Van Allen belts, the 10 most radioactive places on Earth mapped out. I think we'll come back to that. Sirius cloud matter, geoengineering with Sirius cloud seeding. Well, there's been weather manipulation for so long. This is what the global warming brigades and climate Nazis, as Michael Rivera calls them, won't even mention. Most of them haven't a clue about the amount of weather manipulation and climate warfare going on between the United States, Russia, and these countries. And another header here has here is Space Weather Control with Christopher Fontenot. And it says electric cloud seeding via drones in the USA. Well, of course, the technology, the combined technologies they have now is just absolutely shocking what they can do to us. So the CIA cloud seeding chemtrails and rogue geoengineering. And another header is the problem with chemtrail community climate viewer. We'll see what that means. One of the key articles. There's the CIA weather warfare and climate terrorism. Quite a large article, I would think. Okay, here we are. I'll just leave this article here. Chill factor at CIA weather query. Just one second while I just check my other site. No sign. Okay, we'll get back to his own weather site. And he's saying, let's just start at the top. This extensive article is designed for those who really want to know and hopefully for the policymakers to take seriously. Jim Lee, the chill factor at CIA weather query by Press Association, published in 14th of February 2015. A leading American climate scientist said he felt scared when a shadowy organization claiming to represent the CIA asked him about the possibility of weaponized weather. Professor Alan Robuck received a call 3 years ago from two men wanting to know if experts would be able to spot a hostile force attempts to upset U.S. climate. Sounds like a Disney story. But he suspects the real intention was to find out how feasible it might be to secretly interfere with the climate of another country. A professor from the Department of Environmental Sciences at Rutgers University in New Jersey has investigated the potential risks and benefits of using stratospheric particles to simulate climate-changing effects of volcanic eruptions. Speaking at the annual meeting of the American Association for Advancement of Science in San Jose, California, where he took part in the debate on geoengineering to combat climate change, Professor Robuck said, I got a phone call from two men who said, we work as consultants for the CIA and we'd like to know if some other country was controlling our climate. Would you know about it? Sounds really bizarre and childish. They went about it in that way. And he says, I told them after thinking a little bit that we probably would because if you put enough material in the atmosphere to reflect sunlight, we would be able to detect it and see the equipment that was putting it up there. At the same time, I thought they were probably also interested in if we could control somebody else's climate, could they detect it? It sounds like the very beginning of this technology, going ahead at a pace. Asked how he felt when the approach was made, he said, scared. I've learned a lot of lots of other things that the CIA had done that haven't followed the rules, and I thought that wasn't how I wanted my tax money spent. Anyway, geoengineering to offset the effects of global warming could include scattering sulfur particles in the upper atmosphere to redirect sunlight back into space, seeding the oceans with iron, and to encourage the spread of carbon-hungry algae and creating reflective areas on Earth. I mean, absolutely destroying the planet in the process of experimentation. But the long-term effects of such strategies are largely unknown, and many experts fear they may pose grave risks. And there's a further twist in the Professor Robuck story concerns the CIA's alleged co-funding of a major report on geoengineering published this week by the prestigious U.S. National Academies of Science. The report mentions the U.S. intelligence community in its list of sponsors, which also include the American Space Agency, NASA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the U.S. Department of Energy. Professor Robuck said that the CIA had told one of his colleagues it wanted to fund the report, but apparently did not want this fact to be obvious. I wonder if they would talk so loosely on the phone to somebody they don't know. That just doesn't click with me. The CIA is a major funder of the National Academics Report, so that makes me really worried who is going to be in control. You know, the CIA and pharma and the military-industrial complex in the universities and the professions and in the media, they are just about running everything. He pointed out the U.S. had a history of using the weather in a hostile way. During the Vietnam War, clouds were seeded over the Ho Chi Minh Trail, a footpath-based supply route used by North Vietnamese to make the track muddy in an attempt to cut it off. The CIA had also seeded clouds over Cuba to make it rain and ruin the sugar harvest. You know, that's the kind of stuff I heard that in the 70s. During the press conference on the potential risks of geoengineering, Professor Robuck was asked what its greatest hazard might be. He replied, the answer is global nuclear war, because if one country wants to control the climate in one way and another doesn't want it, or if they try to shoot down the planes, if there's no agreement, it could result in terrible consequences. Okay, and it shows a video here of Alan Robuck, that's his name. And this is just the facts. Dear CIA, we cannot detect rogue geoengineering with today's best atmospheric sensors. I doubt that. I don't think that is true. 20th conference on planned and weather, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, that's one of the many articles. I've had a chance to go to these before. But we go back to the main list. And ionosphere heaters are destroying the Van Allen belts. 10 most radioactive places on Earth. Ooh, well, good to that. And that's what it says there. It's coming up. It takes a while to come up. Yeah, the 10 most radioactive places on Earth. Graphic. And they said, do you know the dirty side of the nuclear industry? After researching this article by brains.org, we were shocked to find out how truly awful our radioactive waste problem is and how it is going to be hurting us for a long time to come. Thousands of years, I would think. Please take the time to read the links below, share this with your friends, and discuss solutions to these problems. Climate Viewer News. This list is not definitive. Top 10 is simply top 10 very disgusting examples of nuclear warfare against the citizens of this world. TV News is attempting to compile a new list. Okay, okay. And they show the 3D list. Okay, he's counting them down here. 10, 9, 8, 7. I'll read them from the top down. Hanford, USA. This is one of the most polluted nuclear sites. Hanford site in Washington was an integral part of U.S. atomic project manufacturing plutonium for the first nuclear bomb and Fat Man used by Nagasaki. As the Cold War waged on, it ramped up production, supplying plutonium for most of America's 60,000 nuclear weapons. Although decommissioned, it still holds two-thirds of the volume of the country's high-level radioactive waste. Hanford, yeah. About 53 million gallons of liquid waste, 25 million cubic feet of solid waste, and 200 square miles of contaminated groundwater underneath the area. Ooh, how the hell are we going to contain that? Making the most of containment site in the USA. The environmental devastation of this area makes it clear that the threat of radioactivity is not simply something that will arrive in a missile attack. It could be lurking in the heart of your own county, country. More information available at Hanford site. And that just shows an aerial photo of that. American atomic time bomb, Hanford nuclear waste site still poses risks. And these are absolutely many, many, many articles. Another one, the Mediterranean. Well, for years there have been number nine, we're counting down from 10 to 1, number nine, the Mediterranean. For years there have been allegations that unpronounceable Nambuta syndicate of the Italian mafia has been using these as a convenient location in which is to dump hazardous waste, including radioactive waste, charging for the service and pocketing the profits. An Italian NGO, Lambergenti, suspects that about 40 ships loaded with toxic and radioactive waste have disappeared in the Mediterranean waste since 1994. If true, these allegations paint a worrying picture of an unknown amount of nuclear waste in the Mediterranean, whose true danger will only become clear when the hundreds of barrels degrade or somehow otherwise break open. The beauty of the Mediterranean Sea may well be concealing an environmental catastrophe in the making. Whoa. Shows a map here of the dots, mostly around the Italian coast and the Somalian coast. The Italian mafia organized... How the hell did they get involved? organization just mentioned has not just stayed in its own region when it comes to this sinister business. There are also allegations that Somalian waters and soil unprotected by governments have been used for the sinking and burial of nuclear waste and toxic metals, including 600 barrels of toxic and nuclear waste, as well as radioactive hospital waste. Indeed, the United Nations Environmental Programme believes that the rusting barrels of waste washed up on the Somalian coastline during the 2004 tsunami were dumped as far back as the 1990s. The country is already an anarchic wasteland, and the effects of this waste on the impoverished population could be as bad, if not worse, than what they have already experienced. And it lists other shocking sites. Somalia, the most dangerous environment on the earth. And Somali pirates versus the European toxic waste. Number seven shocking area, Mayak Chemical Combine in Russia. And it would be as bad as Chernobyl. The industrial complex of Mayak in Russia northeast has had a nuclear plant for decades, and in 1957 was the site of one of the world's worst nuclear accidents. Up to 100 tons of radioactive waste were released by an explosion contaminating a massive area. The explosion was kept under wraps until the 1980s. Starting in the 1950s, waste from the plant was dumped in the surrounding area and into Lake Karachi. This has led to contamination of the water supply that thousands rely on daily. Experts believe that the Karachi may be the most radioactive place in the world, and over 400,000 people have been exposed to radiation from the plant as a result of the various serious incidents that have occurred, including fires and deadly dust storms. The natural beauty of the Lake Karachi belies deadly pollutants. The radioactive levels for radioactive waste flows into waters enough to give a man a fatal dose within an hour. Shocking. Number six, Sellafield. Oh, yes. Well, the UK is the major processor of nuclear waste from all over the world. In Sellafield, in the northeast of England, northwest. And, it's located on the west coast of England. Sellafield was originally a plutonium production facility for nuclear bombs, but then moved into commercial territory. Since the start of its operation, hundreds of accidents have occurred at the plant. Around two-thirds of the building themselves are now classified as nuclear waste. The plant releases some 8 million litres of contaminated waste into the sea on a daily basis. Oof. Making the Irish Sea the most radioactive sea in the world, England is known for its green fields and rolling landscapes. But nestled in the heart of this industrialized nation is a toxic, accident-prone facility spewing dangerous waste into the oceans of the world. And number five, Siberian Combine. Anyway, we'll get to this after the break. Have a word for Jim.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talking to Sam there, the board up. We're coming back in from the first break of the second hour, and we're talking about geoengineering. We're trying to locate our guest today, Jim Lee, in I think it's North Carolina, is it? And we may get hold of him yet, but I've been struggling here with my hoarse voice reading his articles, outstanding articles, but it's the way I'm reading them is the problem. I realize, just go back on the site now. Here we are, yeah. Shocking photograph in Siberia of a calf with two heads, mutations due to nuclear pollution. And it said a two-headed calf suffering radiation poisoning that was born in the village of Numkova near the Siberian chemical combine in May 2006. European Court of Human Rights finds in favor of villagers suing the Siberian chemical combine. Mayak, M-A-Y-A-K, is not the only contaminated site in Russia. Siberia is the home to a chemical facility that contains over four decades worth of nuclear waste. Liquid waste is stored in uncovered pools and poorly maintained containers. Holds over 125,000 tons of solid waste, while underground storage has the potential to leak into groundwater. Wind and rain have spread the contamination to wildlife and surrounding areas, and various minor accidents have led to pollution going plutonium going missing and explosions spreading radiation. While the snowy landscape may look pristine and immaculate, the facts make clear that the true level of pollution to be found there is quite shocking. Wow, that was number five on the list of 10. The photograph is horrendous. Somebody born with deformities in a place called the Polygon, Tajikistan. Once the location for the Soviet Union's nuclear weapons testing, this area is now part of a modern-day Tajikistan. The site was earmarked for the Soviet atomic bomb project due to its uninhabited status. Despite the fact that 700,000 people lived in the area, the facility was where the USSR detonated its first nuclear bomb and is the record holder for the place with the largest concentration of nuclear explosions in the world. 456 tests over 40 years from 1949 to 1989, while the testing carried out at the facility and its impact in terms of radiation exposure were kept under wraps by the Soviets until the facility closed in 1991. Scientists Office estimates that 200,000 people have had their health directly affected by the radiation. The desire to destroy foreign nations has led to the specter of nuclear contamination hanging over the heads of those who were once citizens of the USSR. Wow. Number four. Number three, most polluted nuclear pollution site in the world. And it's a part of China, I think. M-A-I-L, Malu, Su, Rajasthan. Let's see where this is. It says here, considered one of the top 10 polluted sites on the earth by 2006. Blacksmith Institute report. The radiation at Malu, Su comes not from nuclear bombs or nuclear plants, but from mining for the materials needed in the processing they entail. The area was home to a uranium mining and processing facility and is now left with 36 dumps of uranium waste, over 1.96 million cubic meters. The region is also prone to seismic activity, and any disruption of the contamination could expose the material or cause some of the waste to fall into rivers, contaminating water used by hundreds of thousands of people. These people may not ever suffer the perils of nuclear attack, but nonetheless they have now good reasons to live in fear of radioactive fallout every time the earth shakes. Wow, second worst in the world, Chernobyl, and that is just shocking. Shows deformed children here, absolutely shocking photographs. Chernobyl, Ukraine, home of one of the world's worst and most infamous nuclear accidents. Chernobyl is still heavily contaminated, despite the fact that a small number of people are now allowed into the area for a limited amount of time. The notorious accident caused over 6 million people to be exposed to radiation, and estimates says that to the number of deaths will eventually occur due to the Chernobyl accidents range from 4,000 to 90,000. The accident released 100 times more radiation than Nagasaki and Hiroshima bombs. Belarus absorbed 70% of the radiation, and the citizens have been dealing with increased cancer evidence ever since. Even today, the word Chernobyl conjures up horrifying images of human suffering. The exclusion zone covers an area of approximately 26,000 square kilometers in Ukraine, immediately surrounding the Chernobyl nuclear plant, where radioactive contamination fallout is the highest and public access is restricted. And number one, Fukushima, sure. Dr. Bill Deagle of Nutri Medical, who worked at all the divisions of DARPA, understands this problem and has written extensively on the product on the subject. Okay, I can hear a blast of music now. Okay, we're going to the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, and we're coming back in from the break, and I'm battling through very good information here from I get the title like Climate Viewer, Jim Lee sites. We can't lost track of him today. I don't know where he got it. He wants to be on today. It was middle hour, but anyway, maybe we'll make it next week. But we're talking about Climate Viewer and geoengineering and chemtrails. And he was listing here the top 10 most polluted sites on the planet. And now the first one, he's got this right, even worse than Chernobyl, is what happened at Fukushima. Bill Deagle has been doing about a monthly since 2011, since it happened. He and Ann Morrison, scientists, have been doing a regular piece on it. He's written a kind of a thesis solution to it, and the powers that be, they're too busy covering up the problem to look at a solution. It is beyond words what's happened in Fukushima. The Pacific Ocean is basically dying rapidly, and millions upon millions and tens of millions of fish and animals and mammals have been killed and have been washed up on shores dead. It is just shocking. A small little paragraph here on Fukushima is saying the 2011 earthquake and tsunami was a tragedy that destroyed homes and lives, but the effects of the Fukushima nuclear power plant may be the most long-lasting danger. Worst nuclear accident since Chernobyl. The incident caused meltdown of 3 of the 6 reactors, leaking radiation into the surrounding area of the sea, such as the radioactive material has been detected as far as 200 miles from the plant. Well, detected in Canada off Vancouver. As the incident and its ramifications are still unfolding, the true scale of the environmental impact is still unknown. The world may still be feeling the effects of this disaster for generations to come. Well, absolutely, it surely will. But just looking through this site here, Emily Saitovskovac, and he's I presume that's a very technical article, but he has outstanding articles on, this is an article to try and find the original plan of where this started. this FAA scientist, we want clouds by day, but none by night. These people try to re-engineer the world. Nature is absolutely disturbed. Jim Lee interviews Dr. Ransali Althor from the FAA's Aviation Climate Change Research Initiative, head of the Alternative Fuel Effects on Contrails and Cruise Emissions. I just see as that article too technical to read out. It's coming up now. A few seconds. We want clouds. The title is unbelievable. We want clouds by day, but none by night. That shows a C-130, I think, flying over with four blasts. They look like the contrails of the engine. They're actually coming out of extra jets fitted on the vehicle. Joyce Riley, before she died, she was a broadcaster on GCN for years. I know she had an argument with different people in the RBN, but anyway, she interviewed a guy about 6 years ago, a mechanic, an aircraft mechanic, who saw these special tanks on these commercial jets and the pipework for this chemtrails that we've been spewed out all over the United States and around the world. And shortly after that guy disappeared. Jim Lee interviews Dr. Yassi Althor, a very unpronounced name. I'll just see what the response was. Go through a bit of this. Chemtrails may be the butt of jokes in your realm, but the conversation is in serious need of a fresh start with some freaky facts. This is Jim Lee talking. I have studied the topic of contrails and chemtrails and aviation-induced cloudness for the last 6 years. I've come to this conclusion. Both sides are wrong. Staunch chemtrail conspiracy fans are firm in the belief that clouds are intentionally being created. Response, there is no way to prove or disprove this statement, therefore I avoid this trap. Secret pumps and pipes installed in planes to achieve this. Response, in 6 years of research, I have not seen one photo of a pump or pipe, but I could not find the original and thereby lead through the deception. Please feel free to prove me wrong. Send photos to jim@climateviewer.com. Other regular theories. These clouds are filled with chemicals that kill people, cause Morgellons disease, mind-controlled, true traumatism, and every other imaginable intentional harm. Response, this is fear porn. This is preached by those who use your fear for profit. To turn a serious pollution geoengineering issue into contrail crack, you get addicted to the fear. They make up their own terminology. They induct you into the church, and they rake in the money from ads and donations. Go shopping, stay scared. Most agree that these clouds are for either weather modification or geoengineering controlled by secret government committees, military commanders. This is again the theory. And his response to that is contrail cirrus clouds are both weather modification and geoengineering solar radiation management, SRM. A plethora of government agencies, scientific organizations, and industry bodies are involved in discussing how to deal with, take advantage of contrail cirrus clouds. Okay. Well, okay. Chemtrail debunkers believe contrails are just condensation, just harmless vapor, water vapor. Response, condensation on what? Answer, cloud seeds or aerosols like soot and metal, nanoparticle. This matters a lot. Theory number, whatever it is, this is completely normal, nothing to see here, move along. Response, what is normal about jet aircraft blocking out the sun, altering weather and ruining an otherwise beautiful day? Contrails, cirrus, nerd for chemicals, is not used to harm people, that's the theory, or belief system. Response, I mostly agree with the statement. And another theory, contrails are not geoengineering. Response, incorrect. At best, contrail cirrus is inadvertent weather modification and accidental geoengineering. At worst, aviation cloud creation services are administered, coordinated, and numerous historical documents tend to lean towards the latter. Okay. And I'm just trying to get a more readable article to read out. Here are the facts. Okay, the facts about chemtrails. He's saying, number one, jet aircraft have been creating clouds that fan out and block out sun since 1948. Number two, the airline industry was sued in 1970 by the state of Illinois and New Jersey for chemtrails, but they called it smoke pollution in the sky. Number three, the airline industry settled out of court, swore to clean up pollution and clouds should go away. They did not. Number four, 10 years later, Chicago skies were still covered by clouds made by planes. Number five, September 11th, 2001, and called 9/11, all planes were grounded and scientists observed contrails fanned out to cover the sky. Their results were shocking to the scientific community, showing contrails cirrus clouds were affecting the daily temperature range. Later in 2008, a volcanic eruption led the observation of a single E3 AWACS plane covering all of the UK with clouds, leading to the conclusion that contrail cirrus may be affecting the climate 5,000 times more than aviation CO2. Okay. Number six, I suppose we're explaining things in these lists. These two papers have highlighted a major problem for the airline industry. They may face the largest carbon tax in history when the carbon tax bill comes calling for their cloud bill. as if they're going to pay it. Clouds are the main, well, that'll be a way of grounding on aircraft. Clouds are the main terrestrial driver of climate change. But the cat is out of the bag. The FAA, the airline industry, are shuffling their feet to either avoid creating contrail clouds or take advantage of them. I don't know what that means. Chuck Long from NASA's Cirrus CIRS said that airlines are creating ice haze that is brightening the sky and called this accidental geoengineering. Oh, it sounds like a barefaced lie. NASA signed up to the lies of global warming years ago and they are totally proven to be putting out propaganda. Scientists are now talking about how to alter jet fuel to cool the planet, avoid carbon taxes and possibly even reap some carbon credit dollars for their climate mitigation. Again, it's into criminality. So here are the facts laid out as clearly as possible, backed by evidence and finalized with an interview with the head of the FAA. Chemicals, clean crew. Clean up crew, how are they? chemtrails are cirrus clouds. I don't know what that means. They're also called persistent contrails. Well, this is the several different names for chemtrails. Persistent contrails, spreading contrails, contrail cirrus, contrail include cloudless, aviation-induced cloudless, and man-made clouds, some of many. But he goes on to say here, this article is kind of ranging all over the place. In the 1970s, airlines got sued by the state. Oh, sorry, that's repeating the same article. We go down here and we go back to... clouds. Okay, we'll read this article and go back to some other aspects of this on its website. The 5 reasons cloud seeding could be illegal. Well, I'll go to that one. See what it says here. The whole thing of interfering with nature is obscene. 5 reasons cloud seeding should be illegal. Climate viewers, okay. And it's Patrick Rudy. So anyway, here we go. Weather modification as a weapon of war will supersede nuclear weapons as the greatest weapon ever created. Cloud seeding is only the first step. Well, what I want to try to get, I haven't got here because Jim Lee is not here. This has been developed since 1915. There are 100 years in developing this. But there's some really serious stuff going on with weather modification and weather modification as a weapon in everyday life and in trade wars and everything else, never mind warfare. That is definitely going on. There's number one, reasons cloud seeding should be illegal is generally like this. One, completely unpredictable results. Two, downwind effects. Downwind effects, floods, droughts, tornadoes, hail, property damage, and death. Number three, no public consent and very little public knowledge of cloud seeding across the U.S. and the world. Butterfly effect of global competing cloud seeding projects. Cloud seeding is a weapon of war and commerce. We're spot on, that's what I say. Found the history of cloud seeding and weather modification history. Well, I do want to, maybe I found the article I'm looking for. Navigating this on the hoof. As long as we don't have any dead air today. Those who forgot the past are doomed to repeat it. And since the most comprehensive weather modification timeline and geoengineering research on the planet. Welcome to Weather Modification History, the world's most comprehensive weather control. Okay. Yo. Close here. Articles by Irving P. Crick's ground-based cloud seeder. This piece in December 1949, Irving P. Crick suggested cloud seeding without resorting to airborne devices. His proposal employed ground-based smoke generators dispersing vaporized silver iodide. A single smoke dispenser set, asserted Crick, could be moved by two wheelbarrows, and it theoretically could. It theoretically provided cloud seeding particles for an area of 240 square miles. This demonstrated for a fourfold increase in precipitation. By 1951, his cloud seeding business had 120 employees and had been hired to seed clouds over 330 million acres in the western United States as well as parts of Mexico. We haven't got any conclusions here. We have to go back out of these subtitled articles, and can we get some of the original, how this started, one sec, I'm going to go back here. Problem with the Chem Trail community, climate viewer, we'll see what he says here. Article coming up. Problem with the chemtrail community. I'm with your TV. Okay. Okay. The annual Global Chemtrail Summit in Portland, Oregon, May the 7th, 2017. There's a photograph here of Amanda and Carla welcoming the audience to the Global Chemtrail Summit. These people are all meeting and talking about it. What are they doing to confront the government? I don't see any of that going on. Jolene and Dominic cover weather modification history, and Matt Lansman speaks. Okay, this is videos. Sorry, this is a list of videos. Section here. I have to reverse out of this again, folks. Sorry about that. And don't have a webcam. This is a chemtrail attack we're talking about here from an Apache helicopter. AH-64 Apache helicopter in my front yard. Jim Lee of Climate Viewer. For the record, I love our U.S. military servicemen and women. I was born in Vandenberg, AFB, where my father was a nuclear launch officer. My grandfather built the runway at Shaw AFB. Army Air Force Base near my home in Sumter, South Carolina. The Third Army just moved in at Shaw, and this helicopter was lightly training at the bombing range in Manchester State Forest, which is behind my house. I was amazed at how steady the Apache was as it hovered 15 feet off the ground for over 10 minutes. It might as well have been parked on the pavement. I would hate to be on the receiving end of those 30-millimeter shells or a Hellfire missile. I'm thankful for that. I never will. Now, if I could only get the jets to stop buzzing my house below 500 feet as they pound the bombing line, that would be nice. Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Okay, and we're coming back into the last few minutes of the second hour. And we're just reading out these articles. I'm missing my key man today. He disappeared. Jim Lee, I don't know what happened to him. But I'm reading from his website here, where he's giving all the definitive information on chemtrails and geoengineering. But this article here, it goes back to October 2013. This article lists active geoengineering programs, proposals, experiments, field trials, and weather modification programs worldwide. If I missed a program or a project, let me know. Okay, I wouldn't say he's missed much. Current geoengineering programs. If you don't know what geoengineering is, the following infographics depict proposed geoengineering techniques which could be used to slow global warming. Well, the graphics are fantastic. I can't reproduce them for you, obviously. But they're talking about aerosols, foresting, trees absorbing this chemicals, reflective crops, artificial trees. Good Lord. But anyway, we'll go back to the commentary, The World of Geoengineering, A Half Century of Earth Systems Experimentation. ETC Group publishes a world map of geoengineering programs, large-scale manipulation of Earth's climate systems. While there is no complete record of the scores of weather and climate control projects in dozens of countries, this map is the first attempt to document the expanding scope of research and experimentation. Almost 300 geoengineering projects experiments are represented on the map, belonging to 10 different types of climate-altering technologies. Well, there's just about every country in the world is involved in this. And I'm amazed this has never come up in the global warming rollout. But it will from now on, I hope. And Bill Gates funds geoengineering studies. Well, he would. And the elimination of 80% of the world's population. Grants for geoengineering programs research are provided to the University of Calgary from the gifts made by Mr. Bill Gates from his personal funds. The activities of the Fund for Innovation, Climate and Energy Research fall outside the scope of activities of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. FICR is not a foundation project and has no relation with that. Okay. The fund has supported research in a wide range of areas. Some examples include, this is Bill Gates and his wife, on understanding carbon dioxide emissions associated with international trade and goods services. English seminar language there. Developing technologies to capture carbon dioxide, number two, out of the air. Number three, climate modeling to understand possible environmental consequences of solar radiation. Picture of Bill Gates here raising his hands like he was parting the waves. dear. Bill Gates and the world's top geoengineering researchers collaborate on patents, hurricane protection for cash. Okay, these are sub articles. Patent application. That'll bring me in the wrong place. This, all the people involved in this. The silver lining. Okay, we're up to the last break of the second hour, and we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.